You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
We will build a wall, and it'll be a great wall.
You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN. That's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. Good morning. That was the audio from the other night at the DCU Center in Worcester. Donald Trump came to Worcester. Quite the show. Just follow up on that a little bit, Terry.
Well, I don't think Donald's going to be asking Habitat for Humanity to build the walls. but it would not surprise me if Donald Trump has not... I think he's probably been very generous with an organization like Habitat. I'd be surprised if he hadn't given something, you know, financially or in-kind materials, expertise, whatever. So,
I think Donald Trump would support an effort like Habitat for Humanity. I definitely think it would. You know, and what smart politician wouldn't? You know, Republican, Democrat, whatever. Habitat for Humanity is changing the world. I mean, what a great organization! And we were very lucky to have Bonnie join us this morning. Absolutely. I mean, and we'll put her up on the website and all of her links to Habitat for Humanity. But executive producer Ben White of All Politics is Local. I mean, we talked to probably, half a dozen, maybe a dozen people.
Dozen, easy
like
dozen.
18 people.
Yeah, about 18 people. One of our favorite cuts coming up now. What brings you here tonight?
I'm a Democrat, and I want Trump in because he's the only one that's going to change this country. He's the only one with enough gear, and he doesn't owe anyone. They owe him.
You're a Democrat.
I'm a Democrat.
You're here on the floor tonight
to support
Donald Trump.
You betcha.
So, man, so something's really wrong.
Something is wrong. What are you thinking?
Okay.
You want to stop ISIS? You want to stop all this that's happening?
Don't worry.
That's what you
got to
do. Okay. All right. That's what you got to do.
Okay.
You
got
to vote in somebody not by party, but by who's got enough balls to take this all on. You think Obama can stand up to Putin?
No.
He can't stand up to his mother. All right?
Well, there you go. I mean, that put the whole night in perspective right there. You had every demographic. You had young kids. We talked to a couple 16-year-old kids. Mm-hmm. We had a diehard Union Democrat. Just couldn't say enough good things about Donald Trump. We had, middle class. We had... working class, we had veterans, we had everybody there.
It really was all walks of life. And that was really cool about that. That's what I really liked. A lot of young people, old people, Democrats, Republicans, it didn't matter. People just liked what he had to say and that he was saying something different and that he was something other than the mainstream Republican or Democrat.
Well, exactly. And if you look at the demographics, there were a lot of young people there. And young, I'm talking about 16-year-olds, 20. There was one... young man that we interviewed along with three other fellow students, very well-spoken, very bright young man. So we're not talking about stupid people. We're talking about some reasonably educated people that are really concerned about the country and think Donald Trump's a man that's going to solve it.
Ben, why don't we just punch up that gentleman that we met out in front of the DCU Center the other night at the Trump rally?
No, it's awesome.
4,000 people waiting to get outside. Donald Trump's going to wait till everybody gets
in
seat.
We were here at 2:30.
2:30. It's now 7:30. It's worth
it.
Been here 5 hours, and it's worth it.
Good. All we're missing is the beer.
That's afterwards.
Yeah.
That's
afterwards. Yeah.
All right, great.
Thank you.
How about you guys? The enthusiasm in the room was unbelievable. And another hit that we want to go to is a good friend of the program, Bonnie Johnson from the Mass GOP, was there as well. WCRN at the Trump event with Bonnie Johnson from the Mass GOP State Committee. What do you think, Bonnie?
Oh, it's very exciting. Here with thousands of people who are looking for change in our Worcester and Worcester County and the state and in the nation. We need change.
I mean, we're at a capacity crowd here. We're on the floor right in front of the stage. Mr. Trump should be joining us just very, very soon. The energy in the room is kind of mind-boggling. I don't think any other candidate could pull this off. I mean, right now, what do you think?
I think he's done a great job here. It's amazing. People have just come out of nowhere. Lots of young people. It's energy. There's all kinds of just signs going on. Tear down, build the wall, and people are cheering and... things like that. That's what people want to hear today.
Now, you're up for re-election on the state committee as well. Hopefully, when you get re-elected, I mean, what do you think the Mass GOP support is going to be for a candidate like Mr. Trump?
Boy, I have that's a tough one,
John.
That's
a million-dollar question.
The million-dollar question. I don't even know where my support is at this moment. I think we have a lot. I think we all need to listen, learn, go to watch the debates, make informed decisions. That's what we all need to do. I mean, I obviously will be voting Republican. It doesn't matter who comes out the other side. It will be a Republican ballot and choice that I will make.
So what are you hoping to hear tonight from Mr. Trump?
I'm really excited to see what kind of energy he can bring from the people here. I see people here I've never seen at a political event anywhere, John. You know, it's very exciting. It's kind of like I met Ronald Reagan when he came through in 1980, and I still have my picture taken with him on a Polaroid with Nancy and he. And so when I called my brother and said, "You want to come? We got front row seats." It's like this is a great opportunity for, I'm drawing a blank on the right word, but this is a really
great moment for
historical moment for democracy. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, you've been listening to Bonnie Johnson from the Massachusetts Republican State Committee, and this is WCRN, All Politics is Local.
Hey, nice to have Bonnie join us on the floor at the DCU Center. Terry, I mean, you ever seen anything like it?
Well, I think the last time I saw anything like this, I was protesting the Vietnam War in Washington, D.C. I actually was still in the Army.
Was that before or after you went to Vietnam?
It was after I was in Vietnam, and it was kind of funny. I was asleep in my apartment, banging on the door at about 6 o'clock in the morning, and a friend of mine I'd met over in Vietnam lived in South Boston, and he'd driven down, and he'd banging on the door. He said, let's go protest. And we did, and I couldn't tell you how many people were there. Hundreds of thousands of people were on the Mall in Washington, D.C., and the energy level, of course, was fantastic, and that's reminiscent of the energy level, certainly on a smaller scale, but high energy, people who care about America, care about the future of America and their children, and, of course, care about themselves. They want the United States to remain where it should be, and that's at the top of everything.
So where do you see this all going? I mean, Cruz is moving up in the polls. Rubio kind of stayed flat. I saw Dr. Carson's new ad. Did you see it with his open box? Have you seen that ad?
No, I have not seen that.
Well, yet. You're not missing anything. So I was like, really? I mean, I was, you know, and I want to like Dr. Carson. And there's a lot to like about Dr. Carson. But, you know, I saw his ad yesterday, and he's sitting next to an empty box thinking that, you know, that he's outside the box and that there should be some good ideas in the box. But that ad, if you were on the fence about Carson, I think pushes you over a little bit. One guy who's going to be up in New Hampshire today, you know, Chris Christie's going to be up there. He seems to be getting a little bit more traction. But none of the candidates can do what Trump did the other night, Wednesday night in Worcester. Still going to be interesting to see if it's sustainable, if he can get to the finish line. I mean, the first primary is going to be the first week of February up in New Hampshire,
yep,
or in Iowa, and then New Hampshire.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting how it all plays out. Bernie Sanders seems to be able to kind of pull off on the Democrat side what Trump pulled off in Worcester the other night. I think Hillary Clinton would be hard-pressed to fill the DCU Center on a Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at night, and, you know, a cold night, and 4,000 people can't get in outside. But I think Bernie Sanders can. I mean, that's an interesting piece. I mean, Hillary's quite obviously still the front runner, and probably, as of today, would probably defeat any Republican nominee, including Trump. Yet she probably couldn't pull off what he pulled off the other night.
Well, I think that remains to be seen. I think there's a lot more shoes to drop in Hillary's situation. It just seems like every time you turn around, there's something that's not right about her, and she's certainly not on the right. But it's interesting how she can't really draw. But she has, a 60% unfavorability factor. Huge.
Well, it's interesting, you know, if you watched the debate last Saturday night, she survived the debate. And since that debate a week ago today, you haven't heard much from Mrs. Clinton this week. I think she's in defense mode. She goes where she has to go. She sees to be where she seems, but she's not campaigning. She's not pushing her agenda. You're not seeing her on the morning news shows like you would expect to see her. So it's kind of interesting if there's a strategy there.
Well, I think there is, and it's basically don't shoot myself in the foot.
Right, don't give them anything. Yeah.
But it's interesting, Donald Trump the other night said she doesn't have the energy to do a campaign. She's sick, she's tired, she's old. And I'm quoting Donald,
right.
and he's not entirely wrong there, I think. But
it's going to be fun to see. I still, we talked about it with a little bit of John Keller from Channel 4 WBZ about the debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I mean, it would be just huge ratings. It's going to be must-see TV. We made the joke that it would probably be Super Bowl numbers, but not as good as if the Patriots were in the Super Bowl. But it's going to be, it's going to be fun to watch. I am very interested to see how Christie does in New Hampshire today. What are you looking for in the next couple of weeks? We've got Thanksgiving coming up, and then the holiday season, as I call it, Christmas, coming up. It's going to be interesting to see if politics takes a step back. You've got the terrorist threats all across the country. ISIS has, declared war on us in New York and Washington, D.C. It's going to play a big role in the upcoming presidential race.
Well, I hope to actually take a little bit of a break because we're going to get a lot of commercials. We'll see. Actually, the debate I'd like to see is between Carla Fiorini and Hillary Clinton. I think that'd be must-see TV also.
That would be great. One interesting piece in Worcester on Wednesday was the amount of young people that were in the audience.
Speaking to some of young people right here. So,
young people,
how old are you, ladies?
I'm 19.
You're 19. Okay.
Yep.
Great. Thank you. So why are you here? Why are you in the DCU Center for the Donald Trump event? What brought you here?
Is that Trump? We like what he stands for, and he really thinks about people. He puts people first, and he puts our country first. And
takes care of our veterans.
Yeah.
Now, are you ladies in college?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you go to school?
Worcester State.
Okay. So right in the backyard of WCRN. What do your classmates think, when you told your classmates, hey, we're going to see Trump tonight? What did the other 19-year-old and 20-year-old, friends have to say?
They were all jealous.
They were? Okay, great. So is it fair to say Worcester State supports Trump?
Definitely.
Assumption College supports Trump.
Assumption College?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, what's your name?
Stefano.
All right. How old are you?
21.
21. So, the young crowd here at the Donald Trump event, what brought you out?
Oh, just, being able to take part in such a revolutionary way of thinking, you don't have a lot of politicians that want to say what's on their mind. They say what the corporations want them to say. And Donald Trump says what's on his mind. That's what's great about him.
Now, all of your other 20, 21-year-old friends, are they Donald Trump fans or?
Not really.
Is the wave coming, do you think? Or?
I'd like it to come, but most of them still support, Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. But
now, you're at a Donald Trump rally. You're 21 years old. You brought up Bernie Sanders. What are your thoughts on Bernie Sanders?
I mean, he's a good ideologue, but I don't think any of what he says would be practical if he puts it into practice.
Now, you're a college student. Bernie Sanders is telling you that he's going to give free education. What do you think?
No, that's not
good. Okay, so it's not practical.
Like she says.
It's not practical. It's just
why is it not practical?
It's just not going to happen. I'd love to go to nursing school for free. He can start by paying for my textbooks. I'd appreciate that a lot.
So that was out in front of the DCU Center on Wednesday night. It's good to get, it's interesting to see such young people at a political rally. Great to see. You've been listening to All Politics is Local. Go to the website, allpoliticsislocalma.com, to learn more about the program. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. You're tuned to WCRN 830.